Hi, and welcome to Life Recovery Bible with Laura. And it is August 1st, 2020. It's a beautiful summer day, late afternoon. I've just been at work, and I can't wait to get in the Word a little bit. Today, we are broadcasting from City of Angels Radio, and I hope everybody's well. Let's begin with a couple of deep breaths. And then let's pray the Serenity Prayer. If you have your Life Recovery Bibles, it's on page 1673, the Life Recovery Bible, page 1672, the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace. Taking as Christ did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that you will make all things right when I surrender to your will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. All right, so let's turn to the front of our Life Recovery Bibles to A9. A is an apple 9, and these are the 12 steps in the corresponding scriptures. Step 1, I admitted that I'm powerless over my problems, that my life is often unmanageable. The verse is from Romans. I know that nothing good lives in me. I want to do what's right, but I can't. Step 2, I came to believe that a power greater than myself will restore me to sanity. And this is a scripture from Philippians. God is working in me, giving me the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Step 3. I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to the care of God. And the scripture is from Romans. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let your bodies be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that God will find acceptable. Step 4. I made a searching and fearless moral inventory of myself. And the scripture is from Lamentations. Let me test and examine my ways. Let me turn back to the Lord. Step 5. I admit to God, to myself, and to another human being the exact nature of my wrongs. And the scripture is from James. Confess my sin to others and pray for others so that I may be healed. Step 6. I'm entirely ready to have God remove all my defects of character. The scripture is from James. Humble myself before the Lord, and He will lift me up in honor. Step 7. I humbly asked God to remove my shortcomings. And the scripture is from 1 John. If I confess my sins to God, God is faithful and just to forgive me my sins and to cleanse me from all wickedness. Step 8. I made a list of the persons I've harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. And the scripture is from Luke. I need to do to others as I would like them to do to me. Step 9. I made and I make direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. And the scripture is from Matthew. If I'm presenting a sacrifice at the altar and someone has something against me, leave my sacrifice there at the altar and go and be reconciled to that person. Then I should come and offer my sacrifice to God. Step 10, I continue to take personal inventory and when I'm wrong, promptly admit it. 1 Corinthians, if I think I'm standing strong, I need to be careful not to fall. Step 11. I seek through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry that out. Colossians, devote myself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, I try to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all my affairs. And the scriptures from Galatians. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who know about God should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. All right. I just love how we've gotten to know those over the past 4 years. And some of them just come to mind. And I love that. Thank you, Jesus. So A14 in the Life Recovery Bible, A is an apple, 14, and these are the 12 gifts of life recovery. And these are gifts from God that we need to recognize that we have the option to open them now that we've turned our life to God. We've entered a life of recovery, and we want to open these gifts. And I'm going to read the gifts, the list, and then I'm going to go back and read each gift. So these are the gifts that we get when we go and get into recovery and turn our lives over to our higher power, which is, for me, Jesus. Hope, power, character, clarity, security, abundance, wisdom, self-control, freedom, happiness, serenity, and peace. So the first one is hope. And the scripture is from Romans. We can rejoice even when we run into problems and trials and COVID-19 and unemployment and delinquent children. For we know that these problems and trials and challenges help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because He's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. The second gift is a gift of power. And this is from Philippians. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And this is from 2 Timothy. For God has not given me a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Number 3, character. And this is from Galatians. The Holy Spirit produces these kinds of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against these things. Number 4, clarity. This is from 1 Corinthians. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. Security. And this is from Proverbs. Fear of the Lord leads to life, bringing security and protection from harm. And the next verse is from Romans. If God is for us, who could ever be against us? Since He did not even spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Number 6, abundance. And this is from Philippians. The same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Number 7 is wisdom. Fear of the Lord is a foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. And that's from Proverbs. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. James 1. Number 8 is self-control. But I'm not controlled by my sinful nature. I'm controlled by the Spirit because I have the Spirit of God living in me. Romans. The Holy Spirit produces self-control. Galatians. Freedom, number 9, freedom. This is from Galatians. Christ has truly set me free. Now I need to make sure that I stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Number 10, happiness. This is Psalm 119. Make me walk along the path of your commands, for that's where my happiness is found. Proverbs. The hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectations of the wicked come to nothing. Number 11 is serenity, and this is from Romans. I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate me from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor my worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate me from God's love. And number 12, the last gift, is the gift of peace. And this is Jesus talking, and John records it. He said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. So when we were reading all those, I was thinking about the quotes, the scripture verses that I've remembered recently in my life, just because we've been doing this for about 4 years. And one of them is the gift of power. And for God has not given me a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And the power and love and self-discipline are gifts directly from the Holy Spirit. And if I have room in my soul, void of sin, I have room for the Holy Spirit to dwell. So I make sure that when I pray, I follow the formula ACTS. It's A-C-T-S. And it starts with adoration. God, you are everything. You're amazing. You're the great healer. You're the great physician. You're the Alpha, the Omega. So I do all my adoration. Then C is for contrition. So I need to remember that I'm a sinful person. We all have sin. We might not even know what the sin is. A lot of times we have an idea of what our sins are, and that's why 12-step work is so great with a sponsor and sharing with another, and we can discern what our character defects are in our sins. So that's A, adoration, C, contrition, and I always ask, forgive me for my sins. And then T is thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for the blue sky. Thank you for the ocean. Thank you for my car. Thank you for a job. Thank you for my friends. Thank you that I'm sober today. The list goes on and on and on for what I can be thankful for. So much so that I often forget the last part of the formula ACTS, which is S, supplication, coming to Jesus for all my needs. And I'm so busy, hopefully, adoring Him and asking for forgiveness for my sins and thanking Him for everything. I often forget what I need, because obviously He knows what I need, but to state it is fine, it's good, it's healthy, it's human. So then I ask for my needs, which is supplication. Help me to have the true spirit of motherhood. Help me to be a better mother. Help me to remember your will in my life. So these are things, you know, give me the grace that I need to do your will. So ACTS is a beautiful formula. So that's one of them, is I remember, for God has not given me a spirit of fear and timidity. Because really, I think we learn in program that most of our problems are directly related to fear. We're afraid of something. You know, if we look at what it is our problem is, Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. But if I look through what it is, why I am having trouble, or something I don't want to do, or a problem I'm having with another person, if I look at it closely enough, usually it leads to something that I'm afraid of. And it says clearly here that God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And every time fear comes up for us, we have to renounce it right away and say, fear is not from God. Never, never, never is fear from God. So that means it's from our lower power. We need to renounce it and say, I'm not going to have fear. That's not from God. Get behind me, Satan. I am not going to be fearful, because God has given me the spirit to dwell in me of power, love, and self-discipline. One of the other quotes that sometimes I remember is from the steps and the scriptures. Sometimes I remember, you know, that Paul said, step one, really, I know that nothing good lives in me. I want to do what's right, but I can't. How often throughout my week is there something that I know I should do? I know it needs to be done, but because of that original sin, because of my natural inclinations, because I'm human, I have to remember, even Paul felt that way, you know, and he was one of the closest living disciples to Jesus, you know, during that time, and he knew about the eternal perspective, and he knew that he wasn't able to do it on his own, that he needed the Holy Spirit. He needed Jesus's power, and so do I. And I love this one that says, God's working in me, giving me the desire and the power to do what pleases him. That gives me such hope. That's step two, you know. I came to believe that a power greater than myself will restore me to sanity. And I just love thinking that, yes, God is working in me because I've turned to God. I've submitted to God. I've decided that God is the answer for me. And now he's working on me. He's working inside me to give me the desire, the right desires, and the power, which is the Holy Spirit, to do his will, which is what pleases him. I love in step five where it says that I need to confess my sin to another person and pray for everyone else so that I may be healed. That's that old, you know, forgiveness. It's not for them, it's for me. And I think a lot of us have experienced that. This is beautiful, you know, step six, humble myself before the Lord, and he will lift me up in honor. Because I love to get good feedback. I love to hear I'm doing a great job. I love to hear I'm doing the right thing. But what I need to really do is just do it quietly. And God will exalt me in his way when it's in his time. And I don't need to worry about accolades and blue ribbons and gold stars. Step seven, if I confess my sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive me my sins and to cleanse me from all wickedness. And once that's done, then I can have a lot more room inside of my soul for the Holy Spirit and all those gifts that come with the Holy Spirit, patience, love, kindness, gentleness, all of those things. Another one that's really good for me, important, is step 10. If I think I'm standing strong, be careful not to fall. Especially as someone that leads life recovery Bible studies, and I do chaplain work, and I'm in a position where, you know, I could start to get a little high and mighty if I wanted to, but I really need to make sure I stay humble and quiet And even though I'm standing strong because I know I'm with God and God is with me, I really need to be careful not to fall. And that's a good thing for me to remember. And I love step 11, of course. I even named a nonprofit after 11 Step Ministries. I seek through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry that out. So I'm asking Him, let me know Your will and give me the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the power to carry out Your will. And it says, I need to devote myself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. And that's Colossians. And I really think that that's enough for today. We're going to be reviewing John in our next meeting, our live meeting. As you know, you can go to the City of Angels website. There's ordering information for Life Recovery Bibles. There's information for Life Recovery meetings online that are going on weekly. You can also email me at lscampanile@gmail.com, or you can email City of Angels, Art Ackerman, and we can help you to find any Zoom meetings for Life Recovery Bible. You can ask me any questions. You can learn how to start a Life Recovery Bible group. There can never be enough Life Recovery Bible groups going on. 12 steps and being in the Word is where it's at for so many of us right now as we've been living in recovery for a while. And if you're new to recovery and you have a Christian background, if you have any questions at all, please reach out to me or Art@City of Angels. And I just ask the Lord to bless all of you and your families. Any difficulties you're having right now, any challenges, just turn to the Lord. Be honest with Him. Get mad with Him. He can handle it. Tell Him all your hopes, your fears, your dreams, your doubts, your anger. He can take it. So let's close now by praying to our Father in heaven. Our Father who lives in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you.
Frustrations here, I've been working so hard. Everything I love gets kicked to the yard. Fault, everything else comes first. Gotta stop treating myself like dirt. I know I've been right and been wrong. I'm just looking for your love. Again, I know I've been right and been wrong.